Hold on.
I keep letting you back in. How can I explain myself? You said you care for me, care for me.
Louisiana.
Murder on the beat. And welcome back to the Greg's Horrendous Show. I'm down on Drake, man. Just sit down, bro. Sit down. Shut up. But anyway, it's not about Drake. It's about someone who likes Drake. And Kenny, it's happening. I'm getting burnt again.
I tell you, that tree's just going to keep on growing and growing.
The tree
is
just blossoming. But we are here with the Patrick Sellers on the next to last day of his tremendous career at Fairleigh Dickinson University. Pat Sellers, what's up, man?
Coach, happy to be here, man. I can't believe it's coming to an end.
I believed it would happen, and I knew it would happen, but I was just kind of like, you know, when you're upstairs, when you're a little kid in your pajamas and you're scrapping with your brother, and you know your mother's going to come up and holler at you at some point in time, but you just keep on going and going until you get that. My mother used to just run up the stairs, and now guess what? Fairfield came running down 95 over to Tappan Zee. But you know what, man? Number one, I just have to congratulate you. It's quite an honor, because I know Fairfield is, you know, you will help Jay Young turn that program around. So it didn't take long for them to figure that out. But so congratulations and thank you is all I can say. I don't think I've ever been around. It's hard to match my energy, but I think that you surpassed it. Kenny, Pat not only was a coach, he was a player, pastor, confidant, workout guru, video, stairmaster. This guy, he had ice people, like the ice business in Hackensack is going to go under. He used to, after practice, he had two big bags of ice on each knee. But most importantly, the players, I mean, just like Oscar Okeke was crying just about in our meeting today, and you had a profound effect and impact on our players, Pat.
Yeah, Coach, you know, just like when I come in here, leaving DePaul and coming here a couple years ago,
yep.
Just I've known you for a long time,
right.
Watched you, we recruited against each other, stuff like that, but
yep.
Just being here and watching you in this program.
Right.
And people say, oh, that's a good team. And I say, no, it's a great program. It's a program here.
Yep.
And I said that to the guys, you know, today in our meeting. I said,
yes.
Fellas, you guys are not on a team. You're at a basketball program. And it starts at the top with coach. It goes down to our players, our captains, our alumni. Like, you have guys in the locker room after the game.
Oh, they love
and
you.
And you're honoring those guys.
Yep.
I mean, it's that's big time. And in the short time I was here, it's been less than 2 years.
Right.
In the short time I've been here, I've learned so much as far as building and running a program.
Yep.
I'm so indebted to you. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I left DePaul and I came here. And, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen. And
right.
You know, you push these guys. You push the guys. And I said this to our guys, too. You know, you said we want to have a better than 500 record on the road.
Right.
We want to win all of our home games.
Right.
You always set goals for these guys. And you said, I want a 3.0 GPA. Well, all of those things have come to fruition because you push these guys all the time. You push the coaches, too.
Right.
And it's like, it's how you do it. It's part of this program. And it's, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it. And one thing that you all talk about, family.
Sure.
I know I'm in the family.
Oh,
I feel like I'm a part of it.
Yes. Quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing about family is just, it's blood, sweat, tears, you know. And Kenny, on a serious note, you know, Pat was a great player, a really great defensive player at Central Connecticut, but he used to jump into our practices as a player all the time. And I think the one common denominator between players and coaches is once the players know that you could play and you actually get on the floor with them and compete and it's healthy, you create a bond that is just there. You can't create that. It's not artificial. It's real. And
you got to respect that.
And then it just exudes off. I just told Seth Rowland, our soccer coach, that you were leaving, and he was like, "Oh God!" He goes, "I didn't know the guy, but what a good man!" And I told him, I said, "You know, not only is he a good man, he's the ambassador of ball. This guy brings, like, you know, Pat, you know, NBA All-Stars all the way down to, and I don't want to say down, but to Mike Schroback was one of your favorite players, right?"
Remember, one of our first scrimmage.
Yes.
I come to you, I said, "Coach, I did the plus minus after the scrimmage." Yes. Mike Schroback had the highest plus.
And this is a guy, Kenny, that, like, is tight with, like, Ray Allen. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So you're the ambassador. Like, you can touch a lot of people, and you have, and I think we were just really lucky. And in 2 years, Pat, we were close. We should have been in that championship game our first year together.
Yeah.
And then in the second year, we won the championship. Then we won an NCAA game. And I'm just so proud. And Kenny hit it. You know, like Grant Billmeyer now, you know, I'm looking at Seton Hall. They're going to be picked 12th right now in the country. Miles Powell is coming back. Dwayne Lee is at St. Bonnie's. They're loaded next year. They're going to be really good. Zach is up at Army. Now you're at Fairfield. I've got head coaches in New England. So it's just like when you talk about family, it's now we'll be even closer because the 2 year connection of us being together, you know, you're forever part of Fairleigh Dickinson University family.
But you know what Pat has that other coaches who have been here and left, what they don't have?
What's that?
Usually the coaches only get the exit interview.
Yes.
Pat has been on before.
Twice.
This is his second time on the Greg Norenda show.
I know.
How about that, Kenny?
Which shows.
That's a stat, bro. Put that on your card.
Oh, man.
It's huge.
Kenny, you know what? I will tell you this right here. Like, Coach is talking about the family tree. You know, last summer we were all recruiting in Vegas. Pete and I, and Grant's there. Dwayne's there, right. And we're telling Greg horrendous stories, and it's like you could tell we're all connected through coach, man. So it's part of the family, it's part of the culture here,
right?
And it's the program,
yes,
the program,
and it's the hard part because Kenny, let the truth be known, I am. There's probably 100% of the time that you're at FDU, 99% of it is great and perfect. Oh, no. And then there's that 1% in practice and games where I just can't. It's I don't like to call it war because war is where people, you know, die. And but we go at it, and but I think that's it in a nutshell. Pushing my players and my coaches so that you can better yourselves professionally and better your entire life. And it's the hard part. I don't like it. My wife doesn't like it. But eventually, look what happens. Guys get raises. Guys get big-time jobs. And guys get better.
No question. I tell this story in the conference championship game at St. Francis, PA.
Yep.
We go into the timeout. A coach says, we're going to trap the ball screen. We're going to run this play. We're going to trap in the ball screen.
Yep.
And so I said, "Mike, we're trapping the ball screen."
Yes.
They run the exact play we said they were going to run.
Right.
Mike Hollery doesn't trap. Coach takes his jacket off, slams it on the ground. The referee calls a tech, and he's looking at us. So everybody's watching the game. "Pat, was he screaming at you?" I said, "He was screaming at me and everybody in distance and shouting this."
And really, let the truth be known as well. Here's the method to my madness, Pat, now that you're leaving. I think it's really hard to be on the players the way I am. Because so when I'm getting on my assistants, I'm really getting on my players,
right.
But I'm taking the heat off of them, putting it on the coaches so the players don't take the brunt,
right.
And now everyone could go.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
No, of course. That's why, like, if you look at it, and Kenny, like, just doing it in basketball, we were the number one shooting team in the conference. We were the number one three-point shooting team in the conference. We were in the top in assist turnover ratio. Offensively, we were great.
Yep.
When you have a guy who is intense as coach is and gets on guys as much as he does, You don't see that. You don't. Guys don't shoot that well like that.
That's true.
But because you're getting on the coaches, right, the players feel more relaxed, so they can play basketball.
The heat's off of them.
Yeah. No question. It's part of the madness.
It is the madness. Compare. This isn't fair. And I you've been very kind to me in this interview, but I want you to try to be as honest. Give me the comparison between me. Okay, you've worked for Coach Calhoun, Coach Dickerman, Coach Lapis. What's the difference between what I do and how we do it in those guys, or what's the likeness? What give me just try to give me a relative scale of where we're at as coaches.
Well, you know, like you, Coach Dickerman, and Coach Calhoun are very, very similar. Hardcore Northeast guys. You're
right
in your face.
Right.
You're tough. You demand your team to be tough. And
yeah,
so that's what, you know, the fans get that. The team.
Right.
They take the personality of the coach.
Sure.
And then offensively.
Yes.
Like Steve Lapis, who I thought was one of the best offensive coaches I've been around. Greg McDermott, who I worked with at Creighton.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, we run a lot of good offensive stuff, and the fact that you allow the guys to play freely offensively, really, really. If I'm a player here, if I'm a high school player and I'm a top-level guy, I would love to play for you because I know I'm going to play basketball. You're going to let me play. I don't have to think so much. I can just play my game.
Right.
And so you got a little bit of all of those guys in you. You got your own personality. You got your own way you do things.
Right.
But, there's Coach – I would go Coach Calhoun, Coach D more than any of those guys.
And to be honest with you, when I first got into business, Dave Leto, who's the head coach of DePaul, where you worked, and he was on Coach Calhoun's staff, and I interviewed for Coach Calhoun – and Glenn Miller got that spot, and Howie Dickerman. That's when I started my career. Don Doucette was my head coach, and I was tight with Dave Leto, Howie Dickerman, and those guys. You know, Jim Calhoun, and then on the other side in Boston, Mike Jarvis, and it was Billy Herrien, and we all come up our own ways. Then we have our own personalities, but
absolutely,
we learn from the people in front of us. Pat, I know this is not going to be your next stop, is not going to be your last. Give us, now that we can just talk man-to-man, person-to-person, and let our alums who love you and our fans who love you and our players know about Pat Sellers' long-term goals. I know you love the NBA. Is that, or you want to be a head coach? Where does the Fairfield job take you, and does it take you closer to your ultimate goal in coaching?
Yeah, Fairfield Coach Young is a good friend of mine. I've known him probably for 15 years.
Yes.
My high school, my college teammate worked for him at New Haven, Mark Rivzik. So we've known him, I've known
him
for a long time. And, obviously I want to help those guys like get that program going.
No question.
Get it back to where it was back in the days.
Right. I'm talking 10 years, maybe 5, 10 years. Well, at the end of the day, where does Pat Sellers want
to
be?
I would love to be a head coach, head college basketball coach, Division
One,
or an NBA assistant coach, some involved in the NBA somewhere.
You just love the game.
I love basketball. I love basketball.
That is the biggest understatement ever. Pat Sellers said, "I love basketball." Kenny, this guy eats it, sleeps it, drinks it. I mean, it's – and I've been around. This is – you're 36. I'm starting. I've never been around someone that loves it more. And at any level, and I've coached at the high major and mid-major, Ivy League, Division III. I've seen high school coaches. I've been in Coach Hurley's gym forever, and – did you always love it like you love it now?
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, like the boys club director, when I was like 10 years old, got me into basketball, and like they had this, they called it Super Fit All-Stars. So we would get there early in the morning and he would put us through these workouts. So I was at 10 years old, getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, going to the gym, working out with
Super
these guys.
Fit workouts?
Super Fit All-Stars.
All-Stars.
That was it, yeah. And so we worked out all the time. I got into it so much, and then I grew up, in the Magic Bird era, so Magic's my all-time favorite. So one of the best eras of NBA basketball.
Man.
So, yeah, so I've always loved it like that. And then, now I'm not even, I'm happy to be on a team. I want to be around the team.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your take, just totally off the map, on the Los Angeles Lakers and what happened out there. I know you're on the inside looking in, but what like Magic, Buss's daughter, Kobe, and just give me your take on the Lakers. LeBron, it's just like a mosh pit of Kardashian mess.
Oh my goodness. No? It's just too many, you know, people in the kitchen. They got to have one voice telling the people what they want, what they got to do. And so she's kind of, you know, she's trying to keep everybody happy. She's the owner and the dad was, you know, Dr. Buss was big time. So she needs to take control of the franchise and say, all right, this person is in control, and that's what we're going with right now, and not have everybody else putting their hand in the fire, because that's what's happening.
Right.
Yeah, it's just too many people talking.
Tell me about this. Tell me about Oscar Okekie, Caleb, going forward. Give these guys some advice. You're not – tomorrow, by the time this is aired, you're going to be gone. Tomorrow's your last workout. Give – through the audio, the radio, give these kids your tutelage, your love. Give them what they need to do to be better. Talk about them individually. Talk to the team.
Right. So, you know, with our big guys, the guys I work with, you know, Elijah Williams is just like us. I don't know how to describe him. He's a culture guy. He just defines our culture. He talks up. He listens. Those guys are going to follow him. He's a great leader. Obviously, on the court, he's got to be a better three-point shooter.
Yep.
You know, he's got, like you, and you tell him all the time in practice, shoot the ball.
You got to get reps in.
Yep. So, you know, Elijah's going, I think he's going to take a step because he's, you know, he's a leader and those guys believe in him.
Yep.
Caleb Bishop, you know, when I first got here, I always talked about his motor. I said, Caleb, you got to get that motor going. You got to get the motor going. And, like, now taking that senior leadership role.
He looks like a senior now.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a man. He's shooting the ball great. You know, he's got to, you know, obviously got to play tougher. He got to take it to the basket some.
Right.
You know, get to the free throw line some. Oscar's got to play lower, and he's got to make two or three efforts in every possession.
Right.
Like right now, he's doing one thing, and he thinks it's good. But, you know, basketball is a motion picture. You got to keep going.
Yep.
But I will say that I said this to him today. In the last five workouts, he's 5 for 5, and what I say is good workouts.
I think
he's had 5 good, solid workouts. He's getting better every day.
Yep.
He's starting to understand, so he's just got to keep getting better. Mark Dadica has to get
healthy.
You know, healthy. He's got to get healthy. He's got game. He knows how to play. He's got IQ. He can shoot the ball.
Yep.
He's got to get healthy. He has to gain your confidence and the player's confidence that he can bring it every day. So, you know, everybody's waiting for him. So, you know, those guys there. And
what then, about tell our fans about Danny?
So Danny Rodriguez is, you know, great hands, great feet, just a big, strong kid.
Kenny, this guy's a bear. Just graduating from Hudson Catholic High School, Jersey City kid. You cannot go wrong, but tough.
Right.
What does he need? What does he need?
Well, obviously, he's got to get in better shape.
Like,
you know, he thinks he's in shape and working hard now. When he gets to your practice, it's going to be a whole other level.
Yep.
Well, like, I think once he gets in shape with that size, and like you said, Hudson Catholic, he's Jersey tough. You know, he's FDU. He's a guy.
He is.
Once he gets in shape and can bring it every day, I think he's going to be really good. He's going to be an intangible guy. He's going to take a charge. He's going to get a rebound, offensive rebound. He's going to make a great outlet pass.
How good could Jahlil Jenkins be?
Oh,
you're tight with Napier.
Oh, yes. He, like, you know, today in the workout.
Yes.
You know, I said, Caleb, you got to keep every day, you got to come at him. But I said, he does that to
everybody.
So
yes.
This guy he's just a special guy.
Oh,
he's
God.
Quick, fast, can shoot. He's so much more mature now as far as that leadership role and being vocal and talking.
Yes.
You know, you can just see the comfortability in Jahlil. So, he's a special guy.
Real quick, the clock is ticking. Darnell Edge compared to Ray Allen.
Two of the best shooters I've ever been around. You know, Ray's bigger, obviously. I'm telling you, Darnell has, you know, his stroke is just as good or better than Ray's stroke.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this guy can shoot the ball. Even working with the NBA ball.
I'm telling you,
he's got a chance.
He don't when he hits the rim, it's an issue. When he misses a shot, it's a shock.
Right, exactly.
But they have similar kind of characteristics as people as well.
No question.
They take
care
of their business.
Yes, yeah, take care of their business, good people.
Yeah.
Like, Darnell's going to be the mature step for him as a man. He's going to eat right. He's going to be healthy. He's going to do all the right things.
Exactly. Yeah. Mike Holloway, probably the most, Kenny, maybe, I don't even know how to verbalize it, but there was so much pressure on Mike to be good, and he was so good, but people wanted more. So it was a tough one for Mike. But Mike scored almost 1,500 points and 700 rebounds, went to two NCAA tournaments, and was double-teamed his whole career.
Right. When you look at Mike, like you did, all of those numbers you say, you're like, man, everybody still wants more. They want more.
Everyone was still, well, he misses layups and he misses free throws. And it's like, this is not, you know, he's not Superman, but for us, he was Superman.
When Mike Holloway is Mike Holloway, he takes us to the top. That's why we won the league. He's a different guy.
Yes.
You know, and again, he's going to get to that level where he's a grown man. He's going to be playing against guys with two kids and no job and hungry. And so he's going to have to really say, I got to bring Mike Holloway every day in order to get paid an NBA or a pro professional check.
Well, you know what? You took our program to a professional level, man. Everything that you did was professional.
Hey, man, who's that?
Every single day, Pat. I can't thank you enough. You're going to be trotting all over this globe. I know you're going to be going. You still got your place in Hoboken. Hoboken and Fairfield, right in between, is Fairleigh Dickinson. So I know you're going to be double dipping and coming to our workouts and our practices. And I just can't thank you enough, man. You're the best. You did an unbelievable job for not only the program, the university, but most of all for me and the players. And forever, you will be family. The ambassador of ball, Pat Sellers. Pat, thanks so much, brother.
Thanks, coach, man. Like I tell the players, I love you.
I love you too, man. And we'll be back with more of the Greg Herrenda Show after this.
I'm Seth Greenberg, class of 1978. Yes, I am a fossil. Loved my time here in beautiful Harvard on the Hackensack, Fairleigh Dickinson. And when I'm not working at ESPN, doing raps, doing games, doing College Game Day, you know what I'm doing? I'm listening to WFDU and the Greg Herrenda Show. Doesn't get any better.